Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. So glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. We've got so much to talk about. And now we have an expert standing by because you know what? A lot of people, when you're either going to work, you're starting a new career, maybe you've been at an office for an awful long time, it really doesn't matter what type of field you're in. You may have come up against some kind of discrimination. And you know what? We want to let you know that you don't have to put up with that. There are rules and laws in place to protect you. And you know who knows better than this is Lindy Korn. She's the owner and founder of the Law Office of Lindy Korn. Lindy has worked for more than 41 years to make Western New York workplaces free of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, and retaliation. And as much as you think we're so modern and educated in the year 2022, this doesn't happen anymore. Oh, all you have to do is read the headlines. It's just amazing. So good morning, Lindy. Nice to have you back. We're going to be talking about a case that happened in Colorado. This was a settlement approved after breastfeeding moms sued over the lack of breaks at the Denver Detention Center. And it looks like she did reach a settlement. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this case.
Yes. So this was a plaintiff who worked at the Denver Sheriff's Department. And in 2020, this matter arose. She had been working at the department in 2019 when she gave birth to her second child. And basically, when she returned from her maternity leave in late 2019, she needed frequent breaks to pump.
Mm-hmm.
And as any woman listening would know, is that, you know, breast pumping is something that has to happen on a regular need-based schedule, and you need to be in a private space. You need to be in a sanitary place. And there are laws that dictate what these places must look like. But in this case, it wasn't about the space. It was about the timing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to reiterate is that, you know, if you are not given proper breaks, not only is it extraordinarily possible that there's leakage, which can be very embarrassing as far as your uniform or your clothing, but it's also incredibly painful, and you can have infections that can be caused and other health issues, and your supply will diminish.
Right, and so that's what happened to her, right.
Yeah, and so she asked, because she was stationed in a spot where she had to monitor inmates, and so it was one, that was her job, and it was rather solo. So she would have to ask for somebody else to replace her for the break period, and that was very difficult. So she asked for a change in positions on a temporary basis, and because she asked two sergeants, you know, mm-hmm. because it would allow her to take more frequent breaks, and there were continual delays when she asked for this accommodation, and she was not allowed to move so that she would have more flexibility, and the lawsuit says that she had a meeting with a major who absolutely denied the request, and during the meeting stated, there's nothing I can do for you.
Hmm.
So in a later interview with the Denver Sheriff's Department Internal Affairs Bureau, which is the bureau that does investigations, the major was asked why plaintiff's request to move mm-hmm. was denied, and they responded that she never directly asked her to move positions. So in other words, they were saying that her request wasn't specific enough.
Mm.
You know, she did settle this case, and it was a $250,000 settlement, which is, you know, something that all cities and all communities, you know, need to take notice of, because I can tell you right here in Western New York, there are many, many problems for women who are breastfeeding, who go back to work, and who are, you know, breast pumping. And, you know, I've had employees who I have accommodated, and it's very easy if you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, it really is not a big interruption. And for God's sakes, you are helping nutrition for the next generation, which is going to help our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even when I, you know, I retired, the building that I used to work in had a room for lactating moms. And that was uh-huh. very nice, you know, to walk by it and know that there was a bit of a comfortable room, kind of a lounge, and that was set aside for those who might have needed that. And I thought that was great. But, you know, it's interesting, Lindy, because of the staffing shortage. I can tell you that my son works at a jail down in New York, and he caught COVID from, you know, the population. And so
yes.
he was home for just 2 days, and they called him back to work. And he said, "No, I have COVID." They said, "We don't care. Come back to work. We're so short-staffed." He said, "But I'm sick." I'm like, "I'm really sick." And they said, "We don't care. Come back. We're not even going to test you because we don't want to see it positive, but you need to come back to work." He literally had to have his doctor call them and say, "This is against the law. This is against the mandates. Everything that you know you want people to do, you're actually work." And it was almost like if he didn't have that doctor's conversation or doctor's note, so to speak, they were ordering him back to work because of the short staffing. So it's a very different world out there. It's say, do what I say, not as I do, kind of a thing.
Yeah, and not a lot of thought about the consequence for the individual. So for breast pumping moms, this I suppose COVID in one way, when people are working more from home, it's actually been a plus because, you know, you haven't had to ask for the accommodation.
Right.
But I have had many, many cases and heard many, many stories. and this is something that really, I think that in our country, we do it less well than Canada, than Europe. I mean, this is stuff that's natural. You can't get any more organic than breast pumping and breastfeeding.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we should be well past this by now. I just want to stop and let everyone know on today's show, we're speaking with Lindy Korn, the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856-KORN, 856-5678, or BuffaloDiscriminationAttorney.com. Yeah, it's sad to think that these kinds of things are still happening and people have to fight for their rights when it's there, it is. It's in the law, you know, and when you have groups, even like a sheriff's department, whose whole identity is following the law, you know, breaks the law. It's just, it's maddening.
life is the opposite of what you think it is. But in this case, you know, you're really talking about breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, due to the infrequent breaks, her milk production diminished and eventually stopped, which resulted in her ending breastfeeding when her child was about 5 months old. And you know, people that are very much wanting a child to have all the benefits, you know, people breastfeed for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not common in many countries and in the United States, but there's not a lot of discussion about it. We see it as sort of the feel that I get is that many employers, you know, don't think that it's they think that it's rather crude and not suitable for the workplace, and therefore not their problem.
Amazing. It's just amazing. Like you say, you couldn't ask for a more natural thing. And even though she got the settlement, that doesn't bring her milk back. You know what I mean? She lost that opportunity now with her child. And, you know, that's just a freedom that we all should be able to take advantage of. And that's a shame. I wonder what happened to her. I wonder if she stayed on the job or if she left after that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I want to tell you something else. This also affects the mental health of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because when, you know, you want something and there's a bond that's created. I mean, this is a psychological phenomena. It's not just nutrition and bonding. But, you know, I know that in the cases I have handled, it has led to a depression amongst the mothers who, because of an employer's unwillingness to follow the law and to make breaks easy, you know, have lost this bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have suffered. What I'm trying to say is not only are you cutting off the bond and the supply of nutrients to the child for the time period that the mother wanted, but the mother also has break, and that can cause mental health issues. So we are really hurting the child, the mother, and what kind of workplace is this?
Exactly. We're lucky that we have someone like you in her corner and in corners here in Western New York for any kind of illegal discrimination, sexual harassment, retaliation, and that can be sexual, age-related. It just doesn't matter. The bottom line is that is illegal, and you do have rights, and Lindy Korn will fight for you. Again, the owner and founder of the law firm of Lindy Korn, 856-KORN, 856, that's Korn with a K, by the way, 856-5676. Yeah, my heart goes out to her, Lindy, because those are such precious months, bonding with your child, and for it to and to have this time just go by where she's denied that, where it's just a right in this country, and it's against the law to otherwise, you know, keep her from doing that. It's just ridiculous. And again, a lot of this just has to do with bad staffing, you know, bad timing, and that should have nothing to do with the fact that she needs to supply nutrition for her child, for heaven's sakes. And so I got to tell you, I love talking with Lindy because we talk about these fascinating cases that are happening every day in this country. So folks, 856-5676, that's Lindy's number. You don't have to put up with it. Lindy Korn is in your corner.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver.
Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, everybody. Linda Wett back with you here on the show. And we're so happy that you're joining us here. And we want to let you know, don't worry, you can always hear Senior Radio Buffalo at 11 o'clock on Saturday and our newer show, Aging Gracefully, at 6:30 on Sunday mornings, exclusively here on Radio 930 WBEN. You know, we got into this subject last week about preventive care and why that is so important for even 50 plus. So instead of me telling you about it, we're going to introduce Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. Good morning, Dr. Harris. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Well, me too, because let's talk about what preventive care is and why it is so important.
Sure. So preventive care are those medical services that are designed to prevent the progression or the development of disease. So it touches on a healthy weight, on fall prevention, on essential health screenings, and things like that to make sure that you maintain your optimal well-being. You know, as your body ages, you know, it weakens, and so you can become more susceptible to falls. Your immune system can be compromised, illnesses can be worse and can take longer to recover from, and seniors are more susceptible to those things. So it's really important to make sure you touch base with your primary care provider to get all of those services.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that when you say your immune system is easily compromised and illnesses can be worse and take longer to recover from. I think sometimes we don't give ourselves the patience that we used to have. You can have a flu and be down with it longer than you remember having it at 25 and things like that. So that's perfectly
right.
Normal as we get older. So let me ask you, since you're a doctor, should our listeners be discussing preventative care with their doctor?
Absolutely. So those are some of the main things that when you go to see your doctor, even if it's just for an acute visit, never miss an opportunity to have a conversation about the preventative care. So, you know, what things should you be asking your doctor? How do I stay active? How do I avoid falls? Talk about falling since your last visit. If you're having trouble with bladder control, what is your memory like? How are you eating? How are you sleeping? And those types of things you should really be discussing with your provider just about every visit.
Yeah, that's true, because if you're having an issue, they can chart it down with the date, and then you can kind of see how you're doing from year to year. And also, your doctor now has so many ways to remedy some of these things. He's got great advice about avoiding falls and bladder trouble and things like this.
Absolutely. And so many times those things are interconnected. So let's say if you're having trouble with your bladder and you're getting up a lot in the middle of the night, you can get up and fall. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so you tell your doctor you fell, but you didn't tell them that the reason you fell is because you were getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was dark and you tripped. And so those types of things, you know, you have to make sure you bring up and discuss with your provider, because something really small can blossom into something big, and you want to control it when you can.
That is so true. And with the last 2 years, I think a lot of us have really become inactive. And if you're becoming inactive, maybe you're just sitting more, maybe just watching TV or doing something passive, and that may affect your mental health. So all of these things kind of tie together, including my next question, doctor, because the pandemic has made many of us very hesitant about going to the doctor for other than like an emergency or something chronic, certainly not for preventive care. So is it okay to call your doctor again and start seeing him or her again on a regular basis, even to just start talking about things like preventive care?
Absolutely. So at the start of the pandemic, as you already mentioned, many people were hesitant to go see their provider for fear of contracting illness or getting sick. And so we know that many have not come back to seeing us as needed and are not current with their health appointments. So it's safe and it's important to get back on track. If you missed a colonoscopy or a mammogram or whatever screening test, you can call your doctor today and get those things scheduled. So get back on track with your recommended preventive health screenings and your dental visits. It's incredibly important to make sure you have good oral care, because oral care can also lead to chronic conditions like heart disease. So it's important to make sure that your teeth are taken care of.
Yes.
Call your doctor
mm-hmm.
today.
And you know what, Dr. Harris, I think it's just so easy for us to just let some of those appointments go. It's like, well, I've been okay. I guess I'm okay. But you're absolutely right. Even something like missing a dental appointment can have adverse reactions down the road. So this is that time. It's spring now. We want to get back on track in so many different ways. Now, let me ask you this. What should people do if they don't have a primary care provider?
So there's a lot of things that people can do. So, you know, checking with your friends and your family about who their doctor is and if they're happy with the services. You can get recommendations from them and find out if the office is taking new patients. You can look around your neighborhood and see if your primary care provider is anywhere within your neighborhood, within your local community. And certainly you can always check with your Univera insurance provider to see who's in your network. We have a tool on our website to help find doctors and specialists.
Oh, that is good to know. Now, what should people do if they don't have health insurance?
So if you're over or under 65, we're here to help. We are community focused, and we can, if you certainly call into our customer service, to our customer service reps, we can help you try to identify an appropriate insurance for you and guide you to services that might be helpful. You know, we're right here in the community. We have 5-star rated Medicare plans, and we're accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York.
That's awesome.
So we can help you with that.
That's right. And by the way, Univera is a local community-focused 5-star rated
right.
Medicare plans, right, and is accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York. So chances are that's going to be just a great
that's
choice
right.
for you.
Absolutely.
That is
we're here
great.
To help.
Now, doctor, let me go back a little bit to the preventative care, because we're talking to people who are mm-hmm. listening with their spouses and or significant others and who are by themselves. A lot of times the person who may be listening is doing very well, but the person they're living with seems to push it off. OK, how do we get that person to get back on track?
Oh boy!
And so, I hate to preface this, but I want to say in this case, in my brain, I'm thinking our husbands, because you know if it ain't broken, don't mm-hmm. break it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're I think from what I just know from personal experience, I cannot and will not speak for others. I think that's always a tougher sell.
Yeah, it really is. Now, there's a couple of things that you could do. You certainly cannot. it'd be difficult for you to make the appointment for the other person. Mm-hmm. Most provider offices are going to ask that the member or the patient call. But you can certainly call your doctor and share some concerns that you have. So if your spouse, significant other is having some issues, you can call them and let them know what your concerns are, and then they can reach out to that person to try to make that appointment. You can get them to ride with you to your appointment. And while you're there, you know, hey, do you think you should make an appointment with your doc? You can, you know, there's a variety of different things that you can do to try to encourage them, or just, you know, if you're getting your colonoscopy or your mammogram or whatever screening test, it's like, have you done yours? What do you think about doing that? And just try to be encouraging to get folks to doing that. And certainly you can always call your Univera hotline to your customer service rep and see what other tools and services we might be able to assist you with making an appointment for that loved one.
I think that's a great idea. Get some help on your side, because even at our ages now, you may notice that your loved one is maybe having trouble hearing. And if they're not right. hearing as well, then you know what? You're going to find that they're not involved in the conversations. And maybe even that that's can right. lead to a mental health issue. So even something like that, it's important, like you say, have that team approach and get on in there and get that taken care of, because there's so much great help out there.
Yeah, that's a touchy one. Hearing is really important, and that happens fairly often mm-hmm. where people are losing their hearing, and then they get a little argumentative, saying, I heard what you said, or you didn't say something, you know, all kinds of arguments.
Right.
From that.
Or
so
you're mumbling.
It's mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, that's right. So it's really important to get that checked out and make sure that you're seeing your provider about hearing.
Absolutely. And remember, everybody, we're talking about if you need that help from a primary care provider, if you don't have health insurance, Univera is there for you. We want to thank Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. And tell everybody you heard Dr. Harris here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.